WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With the government shut down now in a third week, the U.S. is preparing to give $20 billion to prop up Argentina's economy. Argentina's president, due to seal the deal with President Trump at the White House today, and ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill says it's a highly unusual move.
The Treasury Secretary says it's meant to support a U.S. ally in South America, but Democrats up here on Capitol Hill pouncing, accusing the president of sending money abroad, but cutting services like Medicaid and food assistance here at home.
There is no home in Gaza. Only 17% of buildings are undamaged, making Palestinian refugees in their own territory. Even with peace in the air, Israeli forces killed five Palestinians who they say got too close today. Hamas yet to release the bodies of 24 hostages. Consumer Reports says most protein powders and shakes contain more lead in one serving than experts say is safe to consume in a day. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei-Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. Ancient burial mounds on the UW-Madison campus have been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the Willow Drive mounds include an effigy mound shaped like a water bird. They're more than 1,000 years old, and the Wisconsin Historical Society says the site could offer new insights into ritual practices. In Madison Business News, the Capital Times reports that the Heritage Tavern has filed for bankruptcy following a lawsuit brought by a former server. The suit alleges the restaurant withheld tips and failed to pay proper overtime. Chef Dan Fox denies the claims. Heritage filed for Chapter 11 in March and says it plans to stay open. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at WMDXradio.com.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48, and some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60. Pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds and 48. Thursday, chance of showers in 68. Currently, 46 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't offer to agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And the John and Gordy commemorative plates will be available soon.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, the only station with more kayaks than callers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
There is some good news out there, because today, thanks to Trump's newly brokered ceasefire in Gaza, all living Israeli hostages and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners have been released. Okay? It's important. Credit where credit is due. Donald Trump did something good. Are we still canceled? You sure? I tried.
Yeah. Uncancel him, CBS. God, did you see Trump, like, because the Carol Burnett Network, the Tiffany Network, you know, because now two Trump buddies, Ellison's, are in charge, yeah. And he's like, oh, we have a lot of hope for CBS, going to do something that we like. I mean, really? That's the point of a network, is to be something the president likes, or only covers him, you know.
Tell that to the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, so Trump has lost Marjorie Taylor Greene, Laura Loomer, and now Nick Fuentes, noted...
Didn't he lose
White
Nick a while ago?
Nazi. Yeah.
Yes. Pardon me?
Didn't he lose Nick a while ago?
I believe so. Yeah. But he's lost him again.
Aw.
Infamous white nationalist personality Nick Fuentes threw a tantrum over Trump's speech before the Israeli Knesset. Excuse me.
Haba.
Ah. Fuentes, one of the leading anti-Semitic figures in the U.S., said Trump's celebratory speech in Israel is disgusting, praises Miriam Adelson for being Israel first, calls for Netanyahu to be pardoned, and within minutes of the war ending, they began to whitewash what happened in Gaza and get everyone to move on. We will never forget. What is happening in the universe? Has a hole been ripped in the time-space continuum?
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie Taylor Greene made sense about something else yesterday. It's very...
Oh, no.
She needs to stop.
It's very disconcerting. Yeah.
She said Republican men are scared of strong Republican women.
You go, girl.
No lies detected.
No. She's
not wrong.
She's failing upwards. Falling upwards. Yeah.
Yes, he was previously a self-confessed Trump cultist. Mm-hmm. He is right. The Epstein cover-up is where he first lost him.
Right.
He said, and now Trump says, if you're not on board with the Epstein cover-up, I don't want your support. You're a weakling. You suck. You're fat. You're a joke. You're stupid. You're not funny. You're not as smart as you think you are. That was.
I think you had that audio somewhere.
Yeah, we had that. We played that audio. Oh, that's like my free bird. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, by the way, I love Keith Boykin says, after complaining about fat troops, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is embarrassed to see viral photos of overweight Texas National Guard members sent.
And they took them out of
The Gravy Seals were in full effect.
And those guys are no longer working with the Guard.
No, they've been fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the entire meal team six?
Yeah, they fired them. because they were fat.
And photographed. If they were fat, they're, not
yeah,
photographed.
Yeah, fat while photographed.
That's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Jody, how do we get out of this timeline? How do we get out of, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Thanos snap?
Oh, does that work? Okay.
Only for half the world.
That wipes out half, 50% of the population.
I can pick them.
Jody and I have been going off on the media all morning. Trump took a moment to thank the media for its respectful reporting of the peace deal, blah, blah. It's making me want to vomit.
Me too.
I want to thank the media for, you've been very respectful on this. It's because they're scared to death, right? The importance of the deal, and it was so pleasant to watch. I was on the plane for quite a while listening to the Bears newscast, and they were all fair. They were talking about how incredible this is, an incredible day for the world, let alone the Middle East. So I just want to thank the media. They really treated it with respect. I wish you could be like that on other things. Is it like a given every pundit has to go, oh, well, you have to get sent? No, I don't. No, I don't. They should have been out a year ago when Biden proposed the same thing. Ugh, I just, I was trying to. So, yeah, during his address to the Knesset.
Hob.
What?
You sneezed again. Hobba.
Do they not need to buy a vowel? That's two consonants in a row.
Hebrew is. Yeah. It can be a tough language to learn.
He said in that speech to Netanyahu, you're very popular. No, he's wildly unpopular in Israel. And then did you see Marco Rubio wasn't... Did Trump have a colonoscopy at Walter Reed? How long did it take to get Rubio out of there? Was it all the way up his ass or just... Okay, this is Rubio talking.
This is clearly, in my mind, I think in the mind of everyone in this room, probably one of the most important days for world peace in 50 years. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, it is.
Only 50?
Maybe 100.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, dear leader. The most important day ever in 100 years. You're the most... That must be what takes his colonoscopy so long, because there's, got to get Mike Johnson out of there. Yeah, there's a lot of... Lindsey Graham is like, wow, way up there.
Well, I mean, when isn't he up there?
True.
Right. Right. I think it's a T-shirt cannon.
He's tongue-in-cheek about it.
Yeah, kind of, it passes. Right, it passes for...
Lindsey is tongue-in-cheek about it.
I see what you did there.
I think there's something else in cheek.
Okay, this is the second Trump acting rapey around a woman. The first was Caroline Leavitt on the plane, and then this is the... Trump joked he's willing to risk it all to call Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, a beautiful young woman. Mm. He said, we have a woman, a young woman is... I'm not allowed to say it, because usually it's the end of your political career if you say it. She's a beautiful young woman. Trump said as a smirk ran across his face. Now, if you use the word beautiful in the United States about a woman, that's the end of your political career. Yeah, particularly if you've been part of a child sex trafficking operation with your best friend for many years and then you're covering it up. Oh, perhaps I've said too much.
Allegedly.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Oh, did I not say
that?
He's
the legal lad in the room.
Trump then turned to look at the Meloni, who appeared to be holding back a smirk herself, or maybe a tiny bit of vomit. Like, maybe it was like sort of up here. It's a little cannelloni, just...
Some spumoni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some, pasta fagul, something up there.
Tiramisu, something like that.
Yeah, manigata, something up there. She always looks like that's the, when she looks at Trump, she looks like, oh,
he's like,
here comes the ricotta.
Gabagool.
Here comes the gabagool. You don't mind being called beautiful, right? Because you are.
What is she? Did she respond to that?
He was hurt in August. Yeah, just the looks on her face are everything. Women, we understand it all over the world. The look, yeah, that's the look. In August, he was heard on a hot mic telling her, you look fantastic. Trump said he was also enchanted by her use of the Italian language. Yes, idiot, because she's Italian. So that's what she speaks. When she said, and he said, that was so beautiful. What the hell did you say?
Oh.
Wow. Oh, she probably swore at him.
You speak beautiful Italian. I mean, what's that about? Oh, my God. 0 days not being completely humiliated on the world stage is all I'm saying. Oh, he also praised Egypt's leader, not quite in his rapey way, but just he loves his, authoritarian whatever. Sisi, as you know, came to power following a coup in 2013, mm-hmm. Has since been accused of widespread oppression and anti-democratic tactics. Oh, that's so weird that Trump likes him for some reason. He said, it's about leadership. It's really nice when you say, how's your crime situation? And they don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean? We don't have crime. Because if they have it, they put it out very quickly. Some people think that's not nice, but I think it's great.
The entire country has of zero Egypt crime? Has zero crime?
Yeah, it has
crime?
Zero crime. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't.
Human rights, just in case
you
don't believe that.
We're being
that.
Sold a timeshare again.
Human
I don't
rights
believe that.
Watch. Human Rights Watch writes of Sisi's government that it has entered its second decade in power by continuing wholesale repression, systematically detaining and punishing peaceful critics and activists, and effectively criminalizing peaceful dissent. Thoughtful chin scratch. Seems so familiar. Thousands of detainees remain locked up in dire conditions and lengthy pretrial detention or sentences stemming from unjust trials. Ha! Huh. Furthermore, crime an issue in Egypt does remain an issue. The State Department warns Americans to exercise increased caution while in the country due to crime. So, yes, in answer to your question, Chris, there is crime. Lots of crime in Egypt. In fact, even one that would warrant a State Department warning. But other than that, everything Trump says is...
But only a lifelong salesman would try to sell you on the fact that Egypt doesn't have crime.
What's the other thing about there's how much autism and where is it?
Oh, China.
China, 50% something. 50% of the country has autism.
Yes, half of them.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
That's
half
diabetes.
Half the country
that's what it
has
was diabetes.
Which also is wildly untrue. Okay. Does anyone hear President Obama speak and just go?
He was on Mark Maron's last podcast.
Yeah, I know. His very last podcast.
Yeah. It was fantastic. It's just, and you know, that's always been a thing that presidents don't speak out when they're done. They're done. But
yes.
I mean, Michael Steele was saying it really is time for George W. Bush,
especially him.
Yes. And it's time for everybody to speak out. And President Obama talked about why, because if you're not going to speak now, like, when would you speak? And he was like, give me 11. Here he is.
When you have military that can direct force against their own people, that is inherently corrupting. When you have what looks like a deliberate end run around not just a concept, but a law that's been around for a long time, Posse Comitatus, that says, you don't use our military on domestic soil unless there is an extraordinary emergency of some sort. That when you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection, that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
Yeah.
He said the country is being tested right now, urged people to take a stand. He talked about kangaroo courts and trumped up charges. He said there need to be a few folks standing up and giving courage to other folks, as we say all the time. Here's one more from yesterday.
If I had sent in the National Guard into Texas and just said, you know what, a lot of problems in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of crime there. And I don't care what Governor Abbott says. I'm going to kind of take over law enforcement because I think things are out of control. It is mind-boggling to me how Fox News would have responded.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Let's go pick up some more.
Oh, okay. We have blown through, just in the last 6 months, a whole range of not simply assumptions, but rules and laws and practices that were put in place to ensure that nobody's above the law and that we don't use the federal government to simply reward our friends and punish our enemies.
He made a really good point, too, Jody. He said, we're not at a stage where you have to be Nelson Mandela and
right.
be in, 10 by 12 jail cell for 27 years and break rocks. You know, we just keep saying all of these small acts of courage add up and they inspire other people. He said, we all have a capacity, I think, to take a stand. If you decide not to vote, that's a consequence. If you're a Hispanic man and you're frustrated about inflation, so you decided that all that rhetoric about Trump doesn't matter. I'm just mad about inflation. Now your sons are being stopped in L.A. because they look Latino. He said he admitted he was felt drawn back into day-to-day politics or commentary more than I wanted to. He one more.
A lot of what I represented, a lot of what Michelle and I had tried to project, the values, our thinking about America, you know, my successor seemed to represent the opposite. Not seemed, did. And so I think there was a lot of anger, a lot of sadness, some fear among a big chunk of the country.
I thought it was interesting. I talked about how much I loved Mark Maron's special, stand-up special,
yeah.
Panicked.
So
I
good.
Urge you to watch it. It's just really, really good. But he referred to Maron's stand-up where Maron argued that the Democratic Party and progressives figured out how to be so annoying. And Maron said, we annoyed the average American into fascism. He does some very funny stuff that you could tell the liberals in the audience laughed at
right.
because they recognized
yeah,
it.
It's true.
And
absolutely
I thought it
funny.
Was, yeah, and I just thought it was great. But he, so as their talk wound up, Obama noted the success of Maron's podcast was a reason to think we're going to be okay. And, you know, and by the way, congratulations to Mark. We have history, as we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we
long
have kissed and made
history.
Up. but what a, you know, wildly successful podcast he did. He's great in the new
really
I keep saying the new show Stick about golf mm-hmm. with Owen Wilson. He's fantastic. I think he's really or no, Luke. No, yes, Owen Wilson.
Owen
he's
Wilson's
fantastic.
Stick,
yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever watch his other show, Glow?
I have not watched that yet.
You should.
Yeah.
It's about
hey.
Lady wrestlers.
Anyway, but
I know those lady wrestlers.
What a great interview because he's starting. You know, that was one of his first big interviews with Obama. So to end with that one, I thought was great. And I just, it's just you're not just a president that can put sentences together, but just thoughtful mm-hmm. and it's just. You can't believe that was only a minute ago.
I know.
That was our president. So anyway, congratulations, Mark. And thanks, President Obama. And I hope he inspires every ex-president to speak out.
So.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Natapath Collagen.
Oh! Yay!
Yeah, in my coffee every morning, right?
Gives
it's not just clouds
joints.
In my coffee. What?
Gives you juicy joints.
Yes. Juicy, yeah. It's the most abundant protein in your body. That's why it's so important. Your natural supply drops as you age. I will admit I'm aging, Jody, just not the exact age.
Well, you're not in your 50s.
No, I am not. That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It's flavorless, goes right in your coffee. You don't even know it's in there, and you don't have to take all that separate stuff. It's good for your skin, hair, nails, you name it. Look at my beautiful gel nails. also digestion, because Bella and I share a rumbly tumbly.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same one. We just both have the same.
Yeah.
Like a cow with two stomachs. It's just, okay, anyway, right now, get a special bundle deal. Don't look at me like you know what I'm saying. At a fraction of the retail price, get the best collagen, and you get free shipping. This offer only available at getnatapath.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically,
opens
right?
Opens up your airway, keeps
so
the
simple.
Tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Happy, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
No fear here, just monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Burlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Burlo Mattress of Madison.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You heard me.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm here. What? It's just weird because Jody's here and it's Tuesday and I've started to agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on a daily basis. Can I just say, we talk about this all the time, how high our health insurance premiums are already.
Oh, you don't want to know what BFD. Mine is coming to.
Oh, I think mine's like $1,300.
Oh, mine's going up to $1,500 and some change.
Yes. So this is real stuff that like, and by the way, they're setting premiums now. So people, I think I can't remember which senator, whoever said that, people are getting their notices now.
Well, yeah, because enrollment. Yeah,
Mike Johnson's like, oh, it's not till December.
No, it's open enrollment now to decide by January what you want to do.
But the thing she said too about like all insurance is a scam, I have to say I agree with it. Like, I feel like I've had so many experiences of them trying to get out of paying for something. The whole reason you have it, and then they, oh, there's some reason they can't. I don't know what you and Lonnie's is like, but these were my umbrella insurance, I'm sure you have that too, right? Went from the expiring premium, $1,500 and whatever, to $1,900 and whatever. I guess this is yearly. Homeowners went from $7,000 something to $8,266.
Oh, mine went from $5,000 to $7,000 this year.
Yeah, auto insurance went from 600 and something to 900, almost 1,000. Uh-huh. Earthquake insurance is stayed about the same, but about 5,000 a year. I mean, people can't afford for their health insurance premiums to double or triple. None of us can, right? I mean, it's and those are just all of my premiums shooting up for every insurance, right?
Yeah, with the homeowners this year, it was about how close you are to a fire.
Right.
And so I'm in a one zone, but it's still almost doubled my insurance for the year.
Right.
And I'm in a zone that's the closest fire danger is 15 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just, anyway, it's we're all feeling it, and it's, anyway, we'll get to this whole debate, and your lover, oops, Charlie Uh-oh. Pierce, Uh-oh. Next.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free-range and organic.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Assembly has passed a package of bills meant to increase the housing supply. Wisconsin's housing crisis is one of the worst in the nation. Of course, an average home here is not going to be as expensive as one in California or New York, but our affordability is the problem. Wages just haven't risen as fast as home prices have, so there's a big gap between how much people are making and how much a home costs. Just 4 years ago, to own a typical Madison home, a buyer's household needed to make about $65,000. Now, again, just for an average home, a buyer or buyers would need to make $117,000 a year. That's according to data from the Badger Project. Lawmakers in the Assembly have passed a package of bills they say would make it easier for builders and for municipalities. These bills would also have to pass the state Senate, but the state Senate hasn't met in months. There's also a bipartisan bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, statewide. That means people could build tiny homes or cottages on their property, regardless of their local ordinance on such structures. Meanwhile, Madison leaders are making housing moves of their own. Over the summer, they passed ordinance changes that allow for those ADUs in the city, let people split their deep lots, and allow for duplexes citywide instead of in just a few districts. Now, the Common Council has passed more changes. These include allowing extra floors in buildings that are close to smaller residences, changing lot size requirements, and letting backyard cottages have two units instead of one. Meanwhile, the city has approved a new student apartment building downtown. The State Journal reports Core Spaces will construct a 16-story building on Francis Street. They'll be tearing down Saxony Apartments and a four-unit house. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48, and some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60, pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds and 48, Thursday chance of showers and 68.
Right now, it's 49.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
What's up with all the MAGAs claiming that they're such great Christians and claiming that America was founded as a Christian nation? I debunk all of these myths starting at 5 o'clock. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
There's definitively no reason to ever trust the Republicans, particularly as it relates to the health care issue and the Affordable Care Act. These are people who have now tried more than 70 different times over the last 15 years to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And so there's no reasonable basis to conclude that if they simply give their word as it relates to dealing with the Affordable Care Act tax credits, that they'll actually move toward a legislative resolution.
Yes, still trying to get, you know why they're trying to get rid of Obamacare? Because the black guy did it. Never gotten over it. Mike Johnson slammed the expiring Obamacare subsidies at the center of the shutdown as a boondoggle. At least he's moved on from red herring boondoggle.
He's trying out a new word.
He
turned a page on his word of the day calendar.
There you go. On the toilet paper.
Yeah. It was Gene Shaheen I was talking about, to my point, Jody, about our insurance premiums. She said people are getting their premium increases right now. It's just one more thing on top of the cost of food and electricity and rent and childcare and all the other expenses. So the time to do something is now. Mike Johnson's like, oh, it's not till whenever, December. That's not, you know, what real people are dealing with in the real world. Okay. Uh-oh, it's going to be so tense with your husband here.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Go ahead, Charlie.
Why, good morning, Ms. Hamilton.
Good morning, Mr. Pierce. It's lovely to see you again.
That's boring.
You are bad actors.
That's boring.
All right.
We're having a bit of a Pinder moment here.
So, Charlie, where do you think we are on this? Mike Johnson predicted the federal government shutdown will be the longest in history. It's like they're rooting for that, saying he won't negotiate with Democrats until they hit pause on their health care demands, meaning that people can afford health care. The speaker said he was unaware of the details of thousands of workers being fired by the Trump administration. Oh, my God. Does one hand not know what the other's doing?
Yeah. One hand has the fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you know exactly what's going to happen. If the Democrats agree to something, then they'll just burn it. The other side will just burn egg.
Yeah.
And say, come get us. And you know, so in that context, I don't know how you can do anything except fight. You know, if you use whatever's at hand, then there ain't much at hand these days. Well, but. I think that they can win the shutdown if they can, you know, get the emergency room to be better than the and get the emergency room to be stronger than the executive suite.
Yeah. Well, this headline doesn't seem particularly politically helpful. Republicans want to stop attempt to pay troops. Yeah. Republicans are ratcheting up pressure on Democrats on multiple fronts, hoping the hardball moves can finally force a reckoning as the U.S. troops face a first ever missed paycheck. Republicans have privately warned the White House that taking unilateral action to pay service members would deprive the party of a key lever to use against Democrats. I said this about the hostages in the Middle East. They just look at people as pawns politically. And I'm sorry, I've been raging all morning about that. You know, Netanyahu could have done this deal. Biden had this deal on the table a year ago. He made the hostages suffer for another year.
And then Trump, and they were all very happy to go along with it. And then, you know, the red phone from the Patriot office came and it blew up the deal because he wouldn't have the issue to run on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
The national interest.
But again, part two, former federal workers aren't getting final payments. Like, they just don't give a rat's ass. Nope. These people are just political pawns to them. Yeah.
They're not even really human beings. They're numbers.
Yeah. So you wrote this week, I haven't checked the news recently, has he sent the National Guard to Norway to deal with the rigged awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize? You don't joke, you say it. You may do it.
I went back and forth on that one, actually, for that very reason. Somebody might kick it up the food chain at the White House communications office.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd be responsible for the United States of Norway.
You know how many times we've said something as a joke on this show, Charlie, and then they do it. You write, first of all,
well, at least twice I can think of since 2016.
Yes. First of all, most of the aforementioned intense speculation about him getting the Nobel came from the White House. Thank you. And it's vast school of pilot fish. Second, it's doubtful that the committee would give the Peace Prize to a guy who has organized violent military occupation of his country's own cities, or a guy who claims plenary authority to kill anyone on the high seas he decides is a drug smuggler, including several Venezuelan citizens. I mean, I know there's so much, Charlie, but it does seem like there's so many things that should be bigger stories. Right.
Yeah. But it also seems that that statement from the Nobel Committee says to me that outside the country, people see very clearly what's going on here. And that's going to be hard to repair.
Yeah. You know what? Hang on. Uh-oh. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves. You're rutabaga. You're peas. You're carrots.
Rutabaga.
No, no, we don't need you. You're
no,
a guest.
We need Charlie.
Yeah.
No, I don't need him to add to the crowd noise.
Okay.
He's the star of the segment.
Humana.
No, thank you. I didn't even get to this on my show, Charlie, but I'm glad you covered this because it's just, they're all such a bunch of, I don't even know what to say in the Trump administration. In late July, you write about this. Paul Ingrassia, the White House liaison for the Department of Homeland Security, arrived at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando with a lower-ranking female a colleague and others from their department. When the group reached the front desk, the woman learned she didn't have a hotel room. Ingrassia then informed her she'd be staying with him. Eventually, the woman discovered that he had arranged ahead of time to have her hotel room canceled so she'd have to stay with him. The woman, a fellow Trump appointee, initially protested the room arrangement, but not wanting to cause more of a scene around her other colleagues, she relented. They went to the room, slept in separate beds. So this guy's 30, right? Completely unqualified for what he's been. His nomination is already on the rocks. Republicans raised concern about his background and amount of experience, as well as possible anti-Semitism. Ingrassia's female colleague filed a human resources complaint against him before retracting it days later, fearing retaliation. I mean, are there no non-dirtbags he can find to point to anything?
Can you imagine what the ethics office of the Trump political operation looks like? It would look like that basement thing where they send C-3PO and R2-D2 in Revenge of the Jedi, where they're like frying the box seat and stuff. I mean, I don't know. Yes. I would not trust this president to run a dungeon.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture the look on Chris's face when we went to cover the DNC when I tell him that he has to stay with me.
Oh, God.
Rub my feet, my corns, and my bunions.
No, a bench out on Lakeshore Drive would have been better.
And change my bathwater.
Yeah.
You would have slept outside on the park bench.
I definitely would have.
Okay. So in May, Trump nominated Ingrassia to head the Office of Special Counsel. He drew publicity for ties to white supremacist Nick Fuentes and Andrew Tate. Oh, that guy.
Mm.
Who's been charged with rape and human trafficking. Ingrassia's July nomination was indefinitely delayed. Ingrassia has shared conspiracy theories about 9/11, praised Alex Jones. He once co-hosted a podcast calling for martial law if the 2020 election wasn't overturned. I mean, this whole administration, right, it's just filled with... I don't even know what to say. It's not surprising.
Being filled with the dregs of the dregs.
Right.
I mean, I watched the, you know, the Republican power food chain work for a while now, and it's not top heavy anymore. There are a lot of bottom feeders. There are a lot of messed up subprime mortgage bonds in that leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who comes after Trump, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of Alex Jones, SCOTUS has rejected Alex Jones' $1.4 billion Sandy Hook appeal. So
good.
We'll take the crumbs, Charlie, where we can get them, right?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, I'm kind of surprised, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
Even Alex Jones is too much for the conservatives on their court.
Yes.
But, yeah. Well, they just told Laura Loomer to pound sand, too, didn't they?
See, it all went to hell when Art Bell retired.
Art Bell?
He was on overnight, so we were on KBC.
Oh, yeah.
If he has, in fact, gone off and not been kidnapped by the CIA or aliens, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love listening
to him. He used to keep the conspiracy theories in check, unlike, someone like Alex Jones. Well, he did. Yeah. He did. He kind of kept it to the late nights. Alex Jones made it completely mainstream.
I sometimes listened. I was like, what? Who believes that stuff? Oh, people that are up at that hour. Okay. Yeah. People that are up at 3 a.m. for some reason, calling Art Bell. We were just saying that, what is it Eric Trump said? That Jack Smith planted the manila folders at Mar-a-Lago in the classified he wasn't appointed yet. It's not important, Charlie.
No,
but anyway,
the time tunnel was used.
But that's what I mean. The conspiracy, is it me or they've just gotten worse? That Biden called the FBI to infiltrate in January 6th when he wasn't president? Don't conspiracy theories have to start with something that seems plausible?
Exactly. Yeah. Something that has actually happened.
Right. Based on
then
some.
Then you theorize around it. You don't, say Custer was killed by Vikings and then see it, seek out to prove it. But
yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, it becomes all the way to this fight about, although they seem to have dropped the talking point that, this is Democrats trying to give health care to illegals. They seem to have dropped that because that's been fact checked a thousand times.
That thing's been fact checked to a pulp. I mean, I don't think anybody refers to it in print or on camera anymore without pointing out that it, what they're selling is a lie.
Yeah. But then they just move on to the next lie.
That's a big one. That's one that could have had some legs to it. But I think the Democrats did a pretty good job of letting the air out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you startled?
By the way.
Yes.
Hiya, Bella.
Oh, hey.
Aww.
Well, that was a delayed reaction.
Yeah.
I was trying to be proper with Miss
Hamilton.
Hamilton, thank you.
Well,
Hamilton,
I tapped your knee at the beginning of the segment. You just kicked Bella now. But, wow. Fast reflexes, Grampy. All right. Well, best of luck to you.
That's because I don't ride 10,000 miles on my bicycle.
That is true.
Well, I highly recommend it. I'm not using that whole area down there anyway.
Well, good. God.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
We love you, Charlie.
See what I have to put up with, Charlie?
Get some use out of it, okay?
Yeah. See if you ever get your own hotel
Buy
room
some
again.
Damn batteries.
Love you. Goodbye.
Thanks,
we'll see you
Charlie.
Next week. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you. Waking Ooh. Up sick. You. Scratchy throat. Scritch, scritch. Congestion. Runny nose. Cough. What do you got? You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are toughing it out, getting sick, taking time off work. Hope the doctor can see you, sometime in this time-space continuum.
Millennium.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of other sick people, and then you go in with God knows what and come out with God knows what.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay, or you just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here, and you match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds, nip it in the bud. It's not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds in there to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. You got your strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 45 bucks off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. One more time, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take separate things for everything, hair, nails, digestion. I've had acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. It's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. Our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near near enough collagen. So we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the yeah. easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by 2 nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us and giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
And the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Z-Bar.
Yay!
Don't you feel happy just saying it? It's happy Z spelled backwards. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Why? Because you got to stop snoring, man. You know the three pillars to good health. Great diet, lots of exercise, great sleep. If you snore, not only can you keep others from getting a restful night's sleep, it can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Z-Bar!
Whee!
It's the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. We spoke to him. It's a tongue seatbelt. That's fun.
Aww.
Snoring's not in your nose. It's your tongue. Zeepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open. 91% success rate from now until the end of October. Put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zeepa. With every order, they donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zeepa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, Zeepa.com, and use the code PINK or text the word pink to 511-511. Tax fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, Jody Hamilton's here, Watergate attorney Jill Winebanks coming up. All right. Representative Mike. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's the show.
It's
Hang
funny.
On. This is very
this is
important.
Funny.
Hold, please.
It's funny.
MAGA falls for fake Turning Point halftime show list.
Yes.
Oh, I sent a tweet to Frangela. It's a Klan rally. It's a Turning Point's halftime show. They're all hoods and burning crosses.
I thought you said clam rally.
No, clam.
Clam.
No, that would be fine.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, me too. One lesbian wouldn't go to a clam rally. No, it's a Turning Point. They're doing their own halftime show because, ooh, Bad Bunny, bad. Boo.
Speaking to English.
Yeah, speaking to English, eh?
Yeah.
Bad Bunny.
Boo on the Bad Bunny. So they had indicated more information about performers and how the concert will be broadcast will be forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little vague. Okay, but they did have a fake list. That
they had, yes, and Mega fell for it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, wow. This would be really...
Read to the very bottom.
Of course, the big headliner, Kid Rock, of course, because of course...
Because he's current.
Yes. Ted Nugent. Okay,
also current.
Travis Tritt. Jason Aldean.
Who?
Aaron
who?
Lewis. I don't know.
Who?
This.
I know who Travis Tritt is. He was big in country when I was in country.
Okay.
John Rich. Lee Greenwood.
Of course.
Forgiato Blow. Is that a made-up name? I don't know.
That could be something that you weren't supposed to read.
Was I not supposed to? What's it say?
No.
It doesn't say anything.
I mean, if you pronounce it correctly, it may say something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll do that in the break.
Okay.
And then it says featuring a guest appearance from Measles.
Uh-huh.
So MAGA just retweeted this a zillion times.
As if,
yeah,
yay, Measles!
They didn't read to the bottom.
They did
right.
not.
Oh, you know what? Why don't I skip ahead then? Hang on, hold please. Huh. This is weird. According to a poll, trust in the CDC under Kennedy has fallen to a new low.
Shocker.
Huh. Right? Only MAGA would go, yay, measles is coming.
Let's ask Dr. Redliner and Matthew about that on Thursday.
Oh, Matthew.
I just ovulated again.
Oh.
Matthew, he was 10. He's 10, right? His 10th birthday was coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or was it his 11th
birthday? The Ukrainian boy. Yeah.
11th birthday coming up? Yeah, that's right. Still so cute.
He was adorable.
So cute.
I did not know they came like that. I might have had one.
Well, you wanted this one.
Well, yes.
But that, boys, you know.
Yeah.
You
boys.
Want a boy?
No.
Boys.
I don't know if it was like Matthew or if a girl was like Bella, I would have them. I need guarantees in place. I'm just not willy-nilly procreating. I would need guarantees.
You need them to come out fully formed.
Right. Yes, and polite and nice and funny.
Well, no, what happens is you give birth. And then you send them away until they're 22,
yeah.
And then you name them.
Let someone else,
send them to boarding school?
It goes without saying I would screw it up. So
then
I would
name them at 22, what?
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, that's what I essentially do with Belle. I sent her to
and
be raised by
Zelda
someone
now.
Else. And then I got her fully formed, all smart and funny and great.
She's Zelda with a B.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, 77, three-quarters of the public report having have lost trust. Public trust in U.S. centers for CDC has continued to decline. I guess the good news, Jody, is they trust vaccine information from the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics. So at least, actually, people are doing their own research. The research
the
that's
right
actually from scientists and doctors.
Right.
Most parents, 70%, say they are opposed to removing public school vaccine requirements in their state.
Because, of course.
Because... Yes. Because, yes, that would...
Duh.
Right. Yeah. Herp and derp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mike Johnson. Here we go.
He's determined that his own political survival is worth the irreversible harm he's inflicting on the American people.
He's not doing it. Mm-hmm.
He's gambling with people's lives and livelihoods to appease the far-left Marxist base of his party so that he can keep his job. And make no mistake, this is bigger than Chuck Schumer.
God.
Democrats are terrified of their radical Marxist base.
Really? And not like terrified like you are of your MAGA base that actually, were running away from on January 6th because they're...
Yeah. Didn't only one party send everybody home?
Yes.
Democrats are still in D.C. Republicans are fanned out across the country
because
they went home.
Republicans could pass this bill tomorrow in the Senate if they chose to.
Extra points, he did not use red herring or boondoggle, which is my drinking game.
But he's using communist, leftist, Marxist.
First of all, there's nobody in the U.S. in the Democratic Party that's Marxist or communist.
No, like,
they keep throwing these terms out.
From the 50s.
And do people even get what that is?
Not anymore.
It's so ridiculous. Okay, one more. Oh,
We worked on repealing and replacing Obamacare back in 2017. I still have PTSD from the experience.
Yes.
We know that American health care needs dramatic reform.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party is the party that has the plans to fix it.
Really? Since when?
When is that plan? When is that plan forthcoming? It's 2 weeks, I assume.
Two weeks.
Always 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, Watergate prosecutor Jill Weinbanks coming up.
WMDX, all talk, no assembly required.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser. And then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Some Supreme Court decisions, or lack of decisions, the court rejecting Alex Jones today. Justice is taking a pass on a number of high-profile cases, leaving in place the penalty for Jones claiming the Sandy Hook shooting massacre was a hoax. He must pay $1.4 billion in damages to the families of the victims. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Colorado parents on a school policy that they say lets children pursue gender transitions without parental notification. New Trump tariffs today on cabinets, furniture, lumber. The overall burden on consumers?
Goldman Sachs crunched the numbers on this. Consumers are bearing the highest burden. They will pay by the end of this year more than half